Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit the other hand.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, we are live. Hey, it's live. I think it is. It's Memorex. No, it's Chicago. Hello, Chicago. Hello, the world. Autism One is happening. Super Don, you back in studio. I wish you were here with me.
Yeah, well, not this time around, but I'm here holding down the fort, and I'm really looking forward to hearing what's going on there at Autism One, because I remember last year it was just awesome.
Yeah, well, I'm bundled up. I got five layers of clothes. It's in the 50s. Actually, I'm indoors, so it's not so bad, but warm and happy. We got lots of folks that I'm going to meet for the first time. In fact, a number of new ones. Stephanie Seneff, I'm trying to reach out to her from Johns Hopkins. I think she was the one that predicts by 2020, 50% of all children born in America will have autism based on glyphosate alone.
Right. But, she's the MIT.
Oh, it's MIT. Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah, I believe so.
So we're going to try and hook up with her. But, again, it'll be lots of surprises just trying to keep up with it all. But a nice surprise is I come all the way up to Chicago without you, my humble and lovable Super Don, to help me out. And who do we hook up with? A guy I met at Hoover's in Altamont Springs outside of Orlando when I did a lecture there a few weeks back. Nice man, Edward Zoll. Ed Zoll.
Hello. I'm Mr. Ed.
No, not Mr. Ed. Come on.
You mean Mr. Ed doesn't... I thought Mr. Ed was at Autism 1.
Ed, are you...
Don't horses get Autism 2?
I don't know. Ed, are you offended by Super Don? Are you okay with that?
No. Of course not.
He's good to go. All right. Mr. Ed. We love Mr. Ed. Well, this guy's great. He came up to me at the event, said, hey, do you need any help? You know, anything like that? It's like, what have Super Don and I been saying for years? Boy, we could use some help. And prayers answered. Ed's here. And he has family in Chicago, happens to be visiting. So today and tomorrow, I'll get a little assistance locally without my Super Don. So, Ed, hey, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show officially. Thank you, my friend.
Hello. How y'all doing?
We're good. We're glad to have you on board. The question is, why would you volunteer to do some work with the Robert Scott Bell Show?
Well, I think you really have to put your money where your mouth is sometimes. It's a life axiom almost, right? I've always wanted to try to find ways to get involved in the health movement, you know, try to fight off all these bullies and all these folks just trying to force medical tyranny or medical ignorance, either way you put it, but forcing on people that just can't defend themselves. And us, I mean, those, you know, you two, you've been there for a long time, and I just kind of want to find a way to join that fight.
Well, Ed, what is it? You're a young guy. I mean, how do you know what you know? To talk about medical tyranny, most Americans, you know, don't even know what tyranny is.
Well, it's thanks to guys like you, really. To be honest, it's you know, this stuff was 2 years ago. Someone come up and asked me, hey, did you know about the autism connection with Mercury? I'd be like, get away from me, conspiracy theorists, you know. But
right.
Really, what opened my eyes to this stuff was just starting to actually read some of the documentation, really starting to look into the subject. And hearing shows like you guys, it was either you guys were absolutely bonkers or you know, you might be the lone voice in an empty room, you know.
Well, yeah, I think we are bonkers, Super Don.
Well, you know what? But you know, there's a saying, and it's that smart people sound crazy to dumb people. and you know what? I mean, that sounds a bit rude. I mean, I would probably say more like people who just are, you know, inside a box. They've got blinders on, you know? People
right.
that aren't willing to look outside that box or be critical thinkers. And, yeah, it sounds crazy. And you know what? Listen, I was in the same place that Ed was in.
I really was.
And, you know, and I'll just admit it. It wasn't until I started working with you, which just by virtue of the fact that I was working in radio and happened to be on the same network, was when I started to look at things and go, yeah, you know what? There is something to that. You know, it's just a case of just opening your mind a little bit and being willing to look outside of, you know, what it is that government, media, you know, society wants to, you know, keep you looking at.
Sure. Yeah, I'll blame the host. That's right. I'm the guy. I'm the bad guy for doing all this. Hey, listen, Super Don, we're here, obviously, in Autism One in Chicago, and, you know, we're meeting a lot of the family members just like I have for the last few years. They have vaccine-injured children very often. Other environmental things, glyphosate, we talk about GMOs. Ed, you came through the military, did you not?
Yes.
Are you active, retired? What's your status?
I'm still active for another year.
Okay. Now, we just to protect you, you're not operating in official capacity,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
You're here helping out as a private, we didn't coerce you to do this, right? but you were probably hammered with many shots in the service. They don't kind of let you get away with that.
I can't speak for maybe if I'm up on my vaccines or not. but it's crazy.
Somebody call Paul off it. We got a heathen in the over here.
What's that, Don?
I was saying you better be careful. Somebody's gonna call Paul off it.
Yeah, of course.
I'll give you a story. I've actually physically seen vaccine reactions firsthand.
Yeah.
And I never thought about this, but so I'm basic training. They put everyone in, and it's literally a microcosm society. You have 100 people from all over the country mm-hmm. placed in a room, and then you get a series of 8 to 10 shots. Now, we always hear about people getting instant reactions, you know, like the ones where they go into seizures and have, like, they faint, they have epileptic shock. You know, the ones are on the insert, so we always, oh, that's just there to affect you. But no. I thought back, really thinking back, I'm like, man, there were guys that we, at the time, thought were, like, weak or, like, you know, oh, these guys are just losers. They're just not strong enough to handle this and that.
Right.
They actually passed out. We had a couple. One guy passed out in the CDs. That was getting the smallpox. We had another guy. We got the flu. We got the Hep B and C.
Mm.
And he started going into shock. And we were like, oh, that he's just.
But I mean, do these guys look like bean poles that they could? I mean, are these like regular military guys, right?
The guys in the military they're in shape.
Yeah.
These are some very fit guys. These are pre the combat training and stuff. So they still were, you know, a segment of civilian.
Right.
But still, these guys to join. You have to be in pretty good shape.
Right.
You know,
so, you know, you could bring somebody that it could kill you with a look down to their knees when you inject this stuff is the point.
Yes.
That you can look outwardly functional and strong and healthy, but what are the metabolic processes in the body to accept all of these foreign antigens, foreign RNA, foreign DNA, aluminum, mercury, on and on we go, antibiotics as well, and you don't know who's going to be the one that's devastated, and that's the point, Superdon, of the article as well, the video we just did for Epic Times should be up by now. If not, we link it up, where we talk about this concept of medical collectivism. And, you know, not everybody acts or reacts the same way. I know in the military they try to make it uniform. Everybody does the same thing, right? That's why it was hard for me to conceive of even joining a fraternity. Even though if I like the guys in the fraternity, it's like for me to join is like a little too much collectivism for me. Now,
yeah,
I'm not slighting anybody that's in a fraternity. My point is I came into this life with a very intense streak of individualism. And that doesn't mean I'm an island. I mean, I definitely reach out my hand to help folks who are in need. But in this case, with the vaccine issue, those that are pushing things like SB 277, the force vaccines and to remove exemption, religious and philosophical, these people are medical collectivists. I want them to come out and acknowledge that they are collectivists so we can at least discuss and debate on a level playing field that we know who you are, you acknowledge who you are. Otherwise, you can't scare us with this idea that if you don't get vaccinated or if I don't, that I'm a threat to you. Only if you're a collectivist could that be the case. And there is no such thing as a vaccine deficiency disease. It does not exist any more than there's a drug deficiency disease. But they've been arguing about, oh, the vaccines are safe and effective. And, you know, we could argue about that And they're never going to agree with us, even if we show them all the science in the world. So let's stop that. Let's be effective and efficient in communication and recognize that we are not medical collectivists. We believe in the right to say, if you want one, you can have one. If you don't, pound sand. Leave us alone. It's not your right to light me on fire so that you can stay warm.
Exactly. Exactly.
So, Super Don,
listen, this is not the first time that we've seen this. I mean, people just have these short-term memories, okay? You were writing about this same exact thing years ago. I mean, back in 2009, you were talking about the same thing. What was it? Bird flu, swine flu, this flu, that flu. And every time it's come out, what do? They come out with a big media scare campaign. Everybody's going to die. And if you don't get your vaccine, then everybody in your house is going to die. It hasn't happened, and it's not like we're, you know, like waiting for it to happen, but look at the track record. I mean, Let's go all the way back to the Ford administration when they were doing it back then. What happened?
Right.
More people died from the vaccine than they did from the flu.
Well, and even if we go back historically and start picking apart the actual eyewitness accounts of what happened in the swine flu debacle, or in this case, the Spanish influenza, let's go back to 1918, 1919, post-war, there were a lot of environmental circumstances that were unique to that era and time that devastation was predicted by those who are oriented more holistically. And it wasn't a vaccine that saved anybody. In fact, when you go back in that time frame, you look at the homeopathic hospitals, the herbalists, the eclectic medical folks, they were actually having a success rate of survival that was extraordinary. Darn near nobody died under their care, whereas the allopathic hospitals and the medical settings were, you know, 50% or more mortality. And that's kind of erased from history, because to acknowledge it would skew the perspective that we have, or they want us to have today, that they are, you know, syringes on white shining horses coming to save us, as if you know, from above they've been beamed down from the Starship Enterprise. But it's not accurate.
What's really crazy on the subject is you look at the first aid kits in the Civil War. Back in the 1860s, they had homeopathic remedies.
Did you see them too?
Yeah, I went to the museum. Actually, I'm like, look, it's right there. They were using this in battlefield care, and the mainstream media would want us to believe that. Oh no, we've always had some form of medical collectivism, vaccine, mainstream care. It's been the molding.
Yeah, but Ed, I mean, look, we used to ride horses instead of drive cars too.
We're going back.
Riding horses now?
We're going back to do it as well. So stick around, my friends. We are at Autism One. We got to take a break here. RobertScottBell.com. RobertScottBell.com. Check it all out. Ed is with us for the first time on the air, having a great time with him. And Super Don's back at the office there in the West Coast, if you will, of the Robert Scott Bell Show. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing working press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, come on down, see us. We are at the Lowe's Chicago O'Hare Airport. It used to be the Intercontinental. This week, today through Sunday, I'll be lecturing Saturday morning here, and we've got a live broadcast as well on Sunday afternoon. But in the meantime, we'll just keep rocking the health world wherever we are. Edward, Ed, you know, as we call you. Is that okay, Ed?
Yeah, no, good. It's fine. Yeah. It's good.
Helping us out. What did you say, Eddie?
Cousin Eddie. Yeah.
Cousin Eddie.
Cousin Eddie.
There was also a children's cartoon that was kind of warped called Ed, Ed, and Eddie. Did you ever see that?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
My son was into that years ago. I'm glad he's not anymore. Yes. But this Ed's totally cool. And, you know, I was going to ask you, you're in your 20s? You're a young guy.
Yeah, 27.
Wow. I mean, can, your peer group, maybe not in the military necessarily, I don't know, but are they able to talk about the vaccine issue at all? I mean, obviously you saw that in the military, but did people chalk it up to say they're just wimps, it's not a vaccine issue?
You know, there is a resurgent group inside the millennial, which is my generation, and the Generation Z, company,
yeah,
that is starting to touch these issues because we're our kids, you know, from the 20s, our kids are starting to get these as children, as babies almost. It's our children.
Right.
The generation is getting these neurological diseases and these adverse reactions and whatnot, and I think it's becoming a niche issue along with the essential oils movement and stuff. People are starting to look at this and starting to read the topic books and whatnot, and it's becoming something we can bring up during cards or during games or dinner.
Yeah.
Now, we do also have our segment
that's
absolutely asleep or even becoming the denialist movement, you know?
Right.
But this next generation is the key to this.
Isn't that interesting? The denialist movement he's using appropriately. The people who,
woo.
Yeah, the woo, the wooies, the wowies, the woo, woo, woo. In that regard, Super Don. Again, this millennial generation. Are your kids considered millennials?
Yes, I believe so.
I don't know.
I've never been able to keep up with, you know, millennials and Generation Z and Y and P and Q. And
I already know because I just looked at it.
You just looked it up?
29.
Yeah.
1987 was the cutoff.
Okay.
For millennials.
Millennials, okay. And then when does this Generation Z start, or Y, or whatever you call it?
It's age seven. Age seven is Generation Z, basically, so it'll be 2000.
What comes after Z? What are we going to do? What are we going to call them? One?
I don't know. The Generation Zubla Dubla. That's where we go next. So we go back to the medical collectivism. Yes, I've been writing about it for years. Super Don, you like the Kung Fu in terms of how we're going about relating this, because as I said, even though we perceive we have the quote-unquote science on our side, it becomes irrelevant in a discussion where people are yelling over each other or maybe using the words like woo that are so scientific, or quack from a duck. And, yes, you know, we have fun with that, but it really doesn't efficiently communicate and get people to where we want to help them to get to. So the perspective on saying, all right, medical collectivism versus the support for individual liberty, your freedom, even if you're for vaccines, you have to, if you love liberty, support people's rights to say, no, not in my body, not in my child's body.
That's true. Although even on that level, you're still going to run into a lot of the same problems that you would run into if you were discussing it, you know, in the paradigm, mm-hmm, you know, throwing rocks at each other level.
Right.
Because, you know, everybody likes to define a situation in a way that benefits their argument in the debate. So you call it medical collectivism, they're going to call it, you know, doing what's necessary for the public health. And, you know, if things get lost in translation there. Right. So as far as I'm concerned, you have to even dumb it down to even just a lower level than that, okay? The level of being a decent human being, because people can relate to that. You know, if somebody's out there and they're calling you names and they're teasing you and they're making up things and they're being a jerk,
yes,
people can understand that. That guy's being a jerk, okay? But they hide behind the lab coat, and being a jerk is ridiculing somebody who is endangering society by having, you know, bad ideas and spreading disinformation.
Right.
You got to break that down. And when you do that, and just being a jerk is something that people can recognize in these guys, then they're going to have to change their behavior, or they're going to have to defend themselves to be a jerk. And I don't see that happening.
Well, we're the talk radio jerks, right? Because we're actually calling people out on their jerky behavior.
Hey, we're just keeping it real, you know? Look, if I'm being a jerk, tell me I'm being a jerk. I can take it. These guys can't.
No, they can't. They're thin-skinned if there ever were any, and they don't have much sense of humor, as we've seen in their interactions with Hoofnagel the science cat. So,
speaking of Hoofnagel.
Oh, wait, we got to take a break. I guess Hoofnagel's coming up after the break.
Yeah, we'll bring this up, but you got to go check out his Facebook page.
All right, stick around. RobertScottBell.com for all the links up, and say thanks to those who support this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty here 6 days a week on GCN and Natural News Radio and beyond. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, you know, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here, and he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy, but everybody doesn't have good energy, so they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet, and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience 4 full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, welcome back, everybody. If you're not in Chicago, you are now, because I am here with Edward, and he is helping us out here extraordinarily locally. In fact, Super Don back at the hub out west. Is there? Did you say there was something in Oregon, Ed, that Super Don needs to worry about?
Yes, they're trying to tax him per mile now. They're doing a little pilot program in Portland.
Well, considering that Super Don does about a mile of driving every year, he'll be okay. But yeah, they want to track you because there are too many electric cars.
I never leave the studio. What are you talking about?
That's true. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, poor guys, like in that movie WALL-E, all the humans that are just sitting down.
No, the sunlight.
He promises me he stands up. He does.
Well, I don't know if it's WALL-E or more like Office Space.
Oh, okay, yeah, there you go.
Once in a while, I've got to take the printer out into the yard and beat it to death with a bat. You know.
The slow-mo beating? Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Well, listen, we got more to discuss here. We're going to be gathering up some interviews some will be airing here while we're at the event. Others will be airing in the coming weeks because there's so many more people I want to talk to. But I'm glad to connect with both of you guys today to kind of set the stage for everybody and also to welcome Ed to the program and what he's doing behind the scenes. We'll greatly appreciate that. And picking up on the energy of what we're all about, the intensity of it, as well as the reality that, you know, I remember the moment where you said, is there anything I can do to help? What? Did I hear that right, Super Don? And yeah, you guys talked, and here he is.
In all his glory, yes.
Yeah, amazing that.
Although
so
I gotta say, I mean, what are we gonna do now? We've added a third element of masculinity to this show.
Well, yeah, you're right. We keep trying to find ladies to balance out the raw masculinity, but for whatever reason, we are asked to just break through like the warriors that we sometimes believe we are, sometimes we actually are, and we'll have some balancing out of the feminine energy because there are a lot of ladies here we have yet to interview.
Ed, listen, you're the intern, so I think maybe like once or twice a month you're going to have to wear a dress.
No.
Oh, my God. What are you doing?
Him and Bruce Jenner. No, he doesn't need to do that.
Well, we all have wives. That's
our balance. But yeah, we'll get to that. Now, in terms of a year ago, when we were all together, Super Don, Jenny was here with us, and we got to interview a wonderful man, a great man, who we lost shortly after, not too long after. Dr. Mayor Eisenstein was here in Chicago. And, you know, suddenly left the plane, you know, all the good works that he had done helping so many in this area and beyond in regards to preventing vaccine damage by providing other options and even providing exemptions when needed and teaching, because he was not only a medical doctor, but he was also a lawyer. So he could help guide people in both areas. And just amazing. It's been a year already.
Yeah, it was actually the first time that I had had a chance to meet him. And, you know, we didn't really interact a lot. He just kind of came over and he sat down and he chatted for a second about, you know, talking to you. And then you guys kind of talked and then he left. But the one thing that struck me was that as he was sitting next to me, there was this energy. He just did not ever stop smiling. I mean, yes. He was always happy, and he just had this magnetism where you wanted to get to know him. You wanted to talk to him.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just not too terribly long after that was when he passed away.
Yeah, this guy had been receiving so many barbs from what we would consider the people that don't like to discuss and debate in an open manner. Of course, he was well qualified as a physician and an attorney to address so many of these issues. And, you know, his legacy does indeed live on. Here, a year out, people are very appreciative of it. I believe his son is still working there as a physician as well. And hopefully we get to connect with more of the family while we're here. But I did want to acknowledge that a year later, he had a tremendous impact on so many. And you're right, he had a kind heart, a great smile. He was always willing to help you out. And not everybody is like that. We recognize those gems in life, and we want to acknowledge them and hopefully encourage more, because he touched
so many lives.
Mm-hmm.
And there were so many people that appreciated him and loved him. The experience of putting that video together that we did,
yep,
was really a great experience for me, because I felt that in reading all of the comments and the stories and looking through the pictures, I had an opportunity to get to know the man.
Yeah.
You know, it's who he was. So many people just loved him so much.
Well, we're here at Autism One. You can check out the links in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. We have from Super Don, we got a Super Ed, you know, helping us out here and sitting next to me. And one of the stories I want to cover, it's not necessarily directly related to the Autism One conference, but it is a newsworthy item. Rand Paul standing against the Patriot Act, another filibuster against the NSA collection of data on everybody for any reason or for no reason at all. Which I thought was unconstitutional, but I guess, you know, when you're in the military fighting for our protection, because you hear that, right? We respect the troops, fighting for our freedoms, right? How is this fighting for our freedom to have an agency spy on every American without probable cause? That, to me, isn't congruent with the message of constitutionally limited government defending the liberty that we really believe in here. So what do you think, Ed?
Well, I think it's very hypocritical, right? Circular logic, you know? Defending freedom, but not for the people that are defending freedom for him in regards to privacy. You know, what is more personal than a person's privacy? You know, when it comes to an individual, would be pretty angry if someone was looking through a window into their house when their wife and child were in the room. But when it comes to them doing it through the cell phones or through the TVs or through the computers, because I guess it's so unbelievable that they've taken this step, most people are oblivious to it or apathetic to it.
Mm-hmm.
But they would.
And you know, another thing is the definition. It's like we were talking about with the SB 277. You know, what is the definition of freedom? If you redefine what that is, whether we're talking about vaccines that should be mandated for the greater good of the public health, or if we're talking about allowing, these privacies and these freedoms to be taken away in the name of safety or security or fighting terrorism, it's all about, programming people to look at it from a perspective that allows those things to happen.
Yeah, exactly. And you think about the way this is being used, not only SB 277, but the issue of spying on the average American citizen. Now, who are we, let's say, targeting, right? Initially, it was this idea of Islamic terrorism, foreign terrorists, and then suddenly the net kept widening and widening. And now it's to the point where, what about us? People who are questioning vaccines, who have children who are injured, and are questioning the official statements, the official story from government. Are we next to be on that list of suspected terrorists? And to answer that question, he's just joining us here. You know him on Twitter as Tanner's Dad, Tim. Tim is back here at Autism One with us on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Tim, it's good to see you.
Hello, everybody. What are we talking about today?
Well, we were literally just talking about the way the government is looking at us, people who are questioning vaccine safety, even though it's supported in the medical literature. The reality is, how much suffering do these families have to go through? You've been with a vaccine-injured child that now the government looks at you as a potential enemy. And Rand Paul is right now filibustering on this issue, the mass collection of data, the reauthorization of the Patriot Act in total.
I'm really interested to see what the red line is. That we know that 54% of our children are chronically ill now, and that's their data. I put it up at tinyurl.com/1in2, and if you add up autism, asthma, ADHD, allergies, autoimmune disorder, cancer, diabetes, obesity, and parental drug use, 54% of our kids are sick. The problem is that parents don't realize that their child is vaccine injured, and so that's part of what we have to paint the picture for them, and everything is just completely whitewashed. After we had 800 parents testify that my child is vaccine injured, the politician in California stood up and said, "What is vaccine injury?" And so we're still at a point where that's the first time really I've heard a politician say, "What is vaccine injury?" So now we have that on record to say that's a data point placed just a couple weeks ago that we now have to go from and define that for them.
Well, we're big into definitions here, defining the terms of a debate. Very often people engage in a debate and don't even know what the definition is for the other person. We might assume we know what vaccine injury is, but to assume that the other person does, they're lost in the discussion. What are we talking about here? So I think it's an important part of it, but it somewhat flies in the face of the official stories, or very much flies in the face of the official stories, that vaccines are safe and effective, as we hear from all of these people pushing SB 277 in California, or on the federal level with a new push to eliminate exemptions as such. So it is a case in point where many parents who were never interested in becoming an activist, never interested in taking on a government agency or a politician, are now being called to say, "I've witnessed something so horrific, I cannot remain silent any longer."
Absolutely. We know that 75% of anecdotal information is 100% correct. So if you have 1,000 people come up with the same story, 750 of those individuals are telling the absolute truth. And so we again need to take that information and really put it in their face, but with total indemnification of the pharmaceutical industry, they have no incentive. They put it out on their inserts, and I just learned recently the only reason the side effects are listed on television now is because of lawsuits. They have no real reason. They can say, go see the side effects in a magazine. That's all they're really required to do. But now they're listing those specific side effects, and that's where their liability is happening. People are winning lawsuits.
Yeah, we're with Tim. His son was injured by vaccines. He's become an activist parent, and you can follow him on Twitter. We do as well here at Robert Scott Bell. You can hear at RS Bell Media. And we've been putting out a lot of information on hashtag SB277, of course, hashtag CDC Whistleblower. Are there any other key hashtags that our Twitter followers need to know and blast out to the world to help get the message out?
We kind of put together a backup to those in case they got shut down called B1LESS, just the letter B, the number 1, and LESS. And it's an open source where you can put anything after that, B1LESS. Injured, okay. B1 less sick, B1 less silence. And so, again, we actually put a link side up where all the what we've gathered over the last 10 months on our quest for a billion impressions with CDC Whistleblower at B1less.com. And so that was no emotion involved, just links is all that there is at B1less.com.
Okay, that's good insight. So this year at Autism One, we just got about a minute or so, or less actually. I can't believe how fast we come up on the break. Is there anything in particular you're most intrigued to see or relate to everybody?
I'm here really just to absorb the information. I study this 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, mm-hmm. and looking at the schedule, anybody who questions the technical qualifications of the individuals here, everybody here has letters after their names. There's MDs, PhDs. This is real science being presented and yeah. at a technical level that there's parts of this and at this event that are for parents, but a lot of this is training for the professional.
Sure. And the parents here are often more schooled and skilled ultimately than the doctors that they're having to deal with back home. So thank you, Tim, for all the good work you're doing, and appreciate we stay in touch, of course.
Thank you for having me on.
All right. Stick around. We've got lots more healing to go. And of course, it's Outside the Box Wednesday. Ty Bollinger will be joining us from London. We continue with the healing after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant. And it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO and industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
The human body is extraordinary, despite all the stress we inflict upon it. Thousands of people across the country use an extremely effective product to help their body stay balanced. It's Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural herbal formula designed to help maintain healthy blood pressure, clean arteries, promote good circulation, and balance cholesterol. Heart and Body Extract, along with good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free from pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of Heart and Body Extract. Learn more and read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers at heartandbody.com. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. For free info, call 866-295-5305 now. That's 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com. Distributor inquiries welcome. 866-295-5305.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
The economy is teetering on the edge. Spending and taxes are at all-time highs. Average Americans are hanging on by their fingertips. Is the American dream dead? Can it be restored? Join us at Freedom Fest, the world's largest gathering of free minds, in Las Vegas, July 8th through 11th, to hear the historic debate between Paul Krugman and Steve Moore. Plus, Senator Mike Lee, publisher Steve Forbes, billionaire Steve Wynn, and media mogul Glenn Beck tell us how America finds her way back. Discover the new American dream. Register today at freedomfest.com to find out. That's freedomfest.com.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, you can call us at 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Leave a message 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. RobertScottBell.com, heard around the world, thanks to our syndicator GCN, of course, NaturalNewsRadio.com, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, all kinds of podcasts out there I can't keep up with, Epic Times, UK Health Radio as well, and SuperDon, we may find some more now that we have Super Ed. With us, Ed helping us out, which is really
well. Cool. Let's not forget the latest one.
Yeah,
Station Zilla,
but that only plays it live, so you have to catch that live. I don't think they're an archive service, are they?
They're not, well, okay, fine.
Got a little technicality.
Fine, they're fine.
Right? Listen to him. Okay, so let's see what else we got. It was great to have Tanner's dad Tim on last segment. Nice surprise there. We've got Ty Bollinger coming up from London, England. Hopefully, all goes well there. Getting an update on the quest for the cures continues, Europe International Edition. And I know he got to meet with Dr. Rob Verkirk at the Alliance for Natural Health, UK and Europe. So we're going to be coming back with him in a minute. But I think right now we've got to go to the website because there's lots of questions that I can't keep up with. And we need to hear from our listeners.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, our question of the day coming from Ann Temple. She says, Robert, I found out last night that a friend's daughter is having febrile seizures. She maybe had a dozen from early July to November 12th. Didn't have a seizure again till after she had been sick for 2 days. She spiked a 102 fever Sunday morning and out of nowhere, pretty much been having seizures every 3 to 5 hours since. Obviously, I would like to help. Would hemp oil help? I'm going to suggest he contact them right away, but I have never heard of febrile seizures before. Thanks, Ann. Well, Ann, yes, these are the things that are occurring post-vaccination, and I would ask you to check with your friends to see if they had, you know, vaccinated their child. That can set the stage because the GI damage, the gastrointestinal damage, is so severe that you have electrical activity really disrupted from that level, that second brain, but also the damage to the gut. It leads to things like brain disorders, primary and secondary and tertiary. Now, the fever is not necessarily the cause of it. The fever is a response to the body trying to burn things out. It's a very important and necessary immune response. But a 102, let's say in a healthy child, you're typically not going to see any seizure activity unless there's preceding gut damage, as you described there. Would the hemp help oil? Yes, the CBD would help because we know of the receptors associated with the gastrointestinal system, the brain, and the nervous system. So absolutely, I would say that would be good. We really want to heal the gut, and we're going to have some more guests this week here at Autism One to talk about ways to do that. And I continue and I remain open to any advancements in helping to accelerate GI integrity recovery. Of course, the Silver Allo protocol being so important because it modulates the immune system as well, eradicates dysbiosis, yeast, and other microorganisms, pathogens that are not helping these children at all, and part of the stimulation of the fever response, which is making things worse, not better ultimately, even though it is an appropriate and necessary immune response. So, Ann, yes, the CBD oil would be helpful. I would also do the silver, the aloe, and other things we're going to be talking about here. Remember, the homeopathic remedy is known as belladonna. Fever for children is called belladonna. But also in adults, or if belladonna is not enough, you can do homeopathic phosphorus. But therein lies the reason why I focus so heavily on GI recovery. We have the King Bio remedies that I use, the upper GI enzymatic restoration, lower GI, that is the bacterial, if you will, or probiotic restoration. And we can do heavy metal / candida detox through homeopathy, as well as other things that we talk about here. So, Ann, I appreciate the question. We've got about a minute or so before we got a break. Super Don and Ed, any words of wisdom before we take a break here and bring Ty on?
Well, that's, Don't eat yellow snow.
Don't eat yellow snow. Thankfully, none to be found at this point.
Well, that protocol you just mentioned, we're actually trying with my wife. She has Crohn's disease, and it's so far been helpful with inflammation and definitely been helpful with the regenerative process.
Okay. We may have to talk to her more about that. So anyway, we're here at Autism One, autismone.org. The links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Bringing the power to heal back where it belongs, and that's with each and every one of you. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are here if you want to come by. I've got some... if you'd like, and you can get those at choosetobehealthy.com. That's Jonathan, and he's at 866-424-1077. And Ed, really, welcome to the crew, man.
Oh, thank
what
you.
A wonderful addition.
Let's talk with an English accent. That would be a stick, yeah?
Nice. He does English accent. Super Don, we got more than we bargained for here.
Wow.
All right, well, in the meantime, how do we end each hour? You tell them.
Ooh, or...
Woo. The power to woo is yours.
No, Ed, say it right. The power to heal is yours.
The power to heal is yours.
The script. We got to give him the script next time.
Oh, this is going to be great.
We'll be back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.